Welcome back to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and today we're talking to Dr. Jacob Teitelbaum. He's known to many of you as one of the country's leading experts on chronic fatigue syndrome and fibromyalgia. He's medical director of the National Fibromyalgia and Fatigue Centers and author of a great book. You got to read it. It's so comprehensive, From Fatigued to Fantastic. It's really a Bible for me and for many of my fellow practitioners and for many savvy patients. Now he's turning his sights on a huge problem, an epidemic that's affecting the health of Americans, the Complete Guide to Beating Sugar Addiction. And it's a practical program for helping you overcome your addiction to sugar, which could clean up a lot of health problems in this country. And, you know, for some people, it's obvious, you know, sugar makes you fat, causes diabetes, but you link it to a lot of other problems. You even link it, surprisingly, to osteoporosis. How does that work?
Well, you're going to see, initially during the stress, the body is going to be making increasing levels of cortisol. And then you're going to be seeing nutritionally deficient, the nutrient deficiency problems that are coming in. And then you're going to be seeing, it doesn't so much cause the osteoporosis, but what happens is that in type 4 sugar addiction, we have low estrogen and testosterone. Both of those will cause osteoporosis. So in the book, we talk about common things and how to treat common problems that are associated. So like, say, the osteoporosis is associated, but not so much caused by the sugar overdose. It's associated with the type 4 sugar addiction. Interesting thing, if you want to treat osteoporosis, strontium. The mineral strontium is 170% as effective as the medication Fosamax in increasing bone density.
We're big fans of strontium here. Yeah, absolutely.
Yep. 680 milligrams a night. John, can I give a simple tool for people? Because
sure.
We can talk about a lot of different things. So whether it's diabetes, heart disease, osteoporosis, pain, any of these, there's a simple app. I shouldn't say simple, but a really good app. It's a free app available on iPhone and Android called Cures, C-U-R-E-S, capital A-Z, so Cures A to Z. And download anything from acne to zoster, whatever you got, you look it up, and it says, here's a background, and here's a short, simple thing on how to take care of it using the best of natural and prescription therapies.
Oh, fabulous. That's a free resource on the web, curesa-z.com?
Not .com. It's an iPhone and Android.
Oh, it's an app. It's an app. Okay, got it. Okay, great. Yeah, so you can just install it on your mobile device or on your iPad. Great. All right. And, you know, clearly you have had something to do with that. So, and if that's the case, I endorse it heartily. Okay. So what if you're skinny, but you have blood sugar problems, you know, and you tell, you know, you can't have sugar. So they say, hey, yeah, but I'm trying to fatten up. I'm losing weight. I'm, quote, sarcopenic. You know, as people age, sometimes they get a little frail. What do you do in that instance?
Have them eat real food. You know, if you're to try to bulk up by doing sugar, you know, you're basically going to make yourself malnourished at the same time.
You're not a fan of Ensure?
Oh, God. I still remember when I was working and I was training the residents, you know, and the interns, and I said, okay, all that you guys are ready to Ensure, sit down. And I took these little cups and I poured them each a cup of Ensure and I said, drink.
Right.
And I watched as they all turned green and lost their appetite for the rest of the day. This stuff is grotesque. So eat real food. And it's okay to have a dessert. I'm not, again, as we started the show, if you're seeing this, you know, chocolate cake to die for, enjoy it. But take a small serving, because most of the pleasure you get from the first two bites. After that, your taste buds are saturated. What most people do is they'll inhale a whole slice. They don't even taste it because they're so busy feeling guilty. And they say, well, I didn't taste that. So they take another slice, and then they inhale that and don't taste it because they're feeling guilty. The hell with the guilt stuff? Ah, grab it.
In the preface of the book, you actually say that you're coming from personal experience because you experienced kind of a health crisis around the time of medical school. You talk about it frequently in the 70s. when we were all training. We're approximately contemporaries, and you suffered from blood sugar issues. So tell us about that.
Yeah, I mean, I basically came down with fibromyalgia and chronic fatigue syndrome. I had the nasty, what I call the drop dead flu, and it knocked me out of medical school. And you know, because I was paying my own way through med school, no work study, no loans, no scholarship, I was homeless, sleeping in parks. And it's as if the universe put a holistic homeless medical school sign on my park bench. Herbalists came by, naturopaths came by, energy workers came by, holistic physicians came by, all these different folks. And sometimes they'd even feed me, and if they fed me, I ate. And I learned all these different bits and pieces. I also got in touch with myself for the first time in my life, which was a real gift. And in my case, you know, being a sugar addict with adrenal fatigue and candida were major players in my chronic fatigue syndrome and fibromyalgia.
So you had fueled your college and pre-med with basically typical diet, lots of sugar, lots of coffee, stimulants, and so on.
Oh, God. I mean, I was paying my own way. So through college, and I was doing basically a double load. I finished college in a little over 2 years. So, you know, at the dorm, the kids in the dorm would come by. They'd watch as my dinner would be. I'd cook up spaghetti and a popcorn popper. I'd put tomato sauce and a half a cup of sugar on top of it.
Right.
And mix it together, and they'd come by and say, oh, my God, he's going to eat that, you know.
I can top that, because one cold winter night, there was nothing in our little mini refrigerator, and we cooked mustard soup with the remnants of a mustard container. So, yeah, you know, that kind of diet can set you up for problems.
Indeed. So, but the nice thing is that these things are easy to fix. So for listeners who are tired, who have fatigue, it's pretty straightforward. What you do is you go, there's something called the SHINE protocol, but the easy way to do it, if you go online, at my website, write this down, it's END, E-N-D, so E, and like Nancy, D like David, fatigue, F-A-T-I-G-U-E, so it's endfatigue.com. You'll see a free energy analysis program. And listeners can go ahead and just do the quiz, and they'll take you through a series of quizzes. It'll even analyze pertinent lab tests if people have the labs. They don't need it, though, but the quizzes will do a good job for them. And it'll tell them what's causing their fatigue. There are over 100 different things that it'll look at and assess that and say, here's what's triggering your fatigue, and here's how to optimize your energy production. So it's a nice, simple, free tool for people. And whether people have fibromyalgia and chronic fatigue syndrome or just day-to-day fatigue, or even pain, which is often an energy crisis as well, the energy analysis program will help them to optimize it. But basically, it boils down to SHINE: sleep, hormonal support, infections, nutritional support, and exercise. And for most listeners, if you start with these two simple things, or a couple simple things, with nutrition, what I do each morning, I do a vitamin powder called the Energy Revitalization System. It's one scoop of one drink replaces over 35 pills. And if you think I'm pulling your leg, if you can get what's in the drink in less than 35 pills, I'll give you $100. most people take 50, 60 pills. It's just a nice, simple, outstanding overall nutritional support. I add one scoop of ribose. We've published two studies showing that ribose increases energy.
Very helpful for chronic fatigue and fibromyalgia. Yeah, we found it helpful.
Yeah. And I just take that every day because it turbocharges my energy. I'll take one Vectomega, which is a fish oil support, but instead of 8 pills, you just need one. And also, you may want to consider a trial of iodine. Try iodine 6 1/4 milligram, because iodine deficiency is becoming epidemic again, and it's a major contributor to fatigue.
And you're not concerned about overdosing on iodine, as some health authorities are. They suggest that it may damage or suppress the thyroid, or conversely send the thyroid into overdrive.
Well, that's why I like the 6 1/4 milligram.
Okay.
Dose. And so the triiodine, 6 1/4, it's easy. Now, after about 3-4 months, for most people, that will fill their tank. And I just have them go ahead, and the 200 micrograms that's in the iodine powder is perfect for me.
Mm-hmm. So some of the critical nutrients, of course, you're a big believer in magnesium, and there's a lot of magnesium in that formula. That is essential for energy as well.
Yeah, it's one of 50 nutrients in it. It has 200 milligrams of a highly absorbed magnesium. It has over 50 milligrams of most of the B vitamins, 800 of the B12 micrograms. So it really gives optimized nutritional support. What's the only things not in the powder that you should be getting from the diet outside of calories would be iron, essential fatty acids, enzymes, and prebiotics. Well, it does have prebiotics, actually, so just those other three. Otherwise, it's all in there from A to Z.
But iron might be a more of a discretionary thing because not, you know, in the Geritol era, that was the energy tonic par excellence. And it worked for a certain percentage of people, but probably didn't work for others and may have done some harm because you got to find out what your iron is before you start slamming the iron, right?
Exactly, because a significant percent of the population has iron overload. The iron can kill them, and that's why we left iron out of the powder.
Right, good move. So that would be a discretionary add-on if indeed, you know, easily determined by your hopefully nutritionally oriented physician. Okay, what about the effects of food allergies? Well, how can food allergies play into sugar craving? Are they part and parcel of that?
The food allergies play a role in fatigue and a host of other symptoms. If you have weird medical problems and nobody's been able to figure out what it is, it's worth doing an elimination diet for 10 days. Because about day 7, you may initially crave the foods, feel worse, and then about day 7, if you have allergies, those symptoms will often start to clear up. And on my website, theanfity.com, if you do a search on elimination diet, you'll see a wonderful, much kinder, gentler one than the usual ones that was made by Dr. Doris Rapp. And that elimination diet's on there, it'll make it easy. If you find that food sensitivities are playing a role, you don't have to avoid the food forever. What you want to do is you want to go ahead and do a technique called NAET.
Okay, tell us about that.
AET.com. It's basically, it's an acupressure technique that resets the immune system, kind of like when your computer goes haywire, and finally you call tech support, and they take you through some pathway, and they say, see that button that says restore factory defaults, and you hit it, and suddenly the program is working again. Or you just turn the machine off and on, and suddenly it's working again. So it's kind of like hitting the reset button. The NAET is like hitting the reset button on your immune system so that it reacts the way it, you know, in factory defaults the way it came in terms of how it's supposed to react to the environment without all the sensitivities. It's funny, our foundation funded a study using NAET for autism because we had seen a number of autistic kids have their autism go away. 23 of the 30 autistic kids were back in regular school after 1 year of NAET as opposed to 0 out of 30 in the untreated control group. The study was published. The full text of the study can be seen at NAET.com. Wonderful technique for getting rid of food allergies. You don't have to avoid these things forever. Just reset your immune system.
But are there some instances of, say, someone with true celiac disease where maybe it's beyond the capabilities of NAET to create a reset?
There are some. But for those with their IgE-mediated allergies or the celiac, you often can't, because there's one report posted on treating peanut allergies with the NAET.
Wow.
They did find it helpful. But it takes more treatment. Where for general sensitivities, a single treatment will get sort of a single food allergy. When you have the IgE-mediated ones, it may take, you know, a number of treatments to make that allergy go away.
You have suggestions for a headache?
Celiac, we don't know, because but that, there's a study that's being planned for that.
Great. Okay, well, we'll follow that. You know, NAET is, it's not that ubiquitous, but there are practitioners all over the country. You know, that is a recourse for some people with complex allergy problems because, hey, what are you going to do? You know, avoid everything under the sun for the rest of your life? That's not good either.
And, John, let me give one other quick thing with that because you need to understand why we're seeing this epidemic of food allergies. Number one, it's because the digestive enzymes in the food have been destroyed in food processing to prolong shelf life, and stomach acid is being turned off with all these acid blockers. So what we're seeing is the proteins we're eating are not being digested all the way down to the basic building blocks. And then we're seeing leaky gut because of all the sugar intake and antibiotics causing yeast overgrowth and other bacterial overgrowth. We're seeing leaky gut. So these partially digested proteins or incompletely digested proteins are getting absorbed into the blood. And then the immune system has to treat them like outside invaders and attack them to finish the digestive process. When it does that, your body will develop immunity or allergies to those foods. So once you reset the immune system, You also want to clean up digestion. You want to use a plant-based digestive enzymes, and the Cures A to Z app will go through all of this as well for those who don't want to scribble frantically. But a good plant-based digestive enzyme, increasing stomach acid, treating the gut candida and dysbiosis, and treating the low adrenal, because low adrenal puts people on a hair trigger.
For allergy.
Not just for food allergies.
And low blood sugar.
Hour, I'll kill you.
Yep.
So let's talk, let me give a quickie on how to take care of that feeding hour, I'll kill you, type 2 sugar addiction.
Right. Let's focus on the adrenals, because you really have a unique perspective on that, because many of your CFS and fibromyalgia patients, a major aspect of their trouble is due to adrenal problems. So how can we address that?
So number one, you want to give vitamin C, vitamin B5, and adrenal glandulars and licorice. Those four, I use a product called Adrenal Stress N.
Mm-hmm.
We can do all four of those together, and it'll smooth out those highs and lows.
We use that product as well.
It's awesome for folks. Number two, increase salt and water. If you try to salt restrict, now salt restriction in general has been shown in numerous large studies that the main benefit of salt restriction for most people is that they die younger, and our social security system. But outside of that, it's crazy. So get a good sea salt, but increase your salt intake. Number three, you want to cut out the excess stress in your life. And I recommend a simple Tai Chi move that you'll find very, very helpful for this. So next time you're watching one of the network news things and you're grinding your teeth, I want you to pause, center, take a deep breath, your arms out to the side, grab your remote, point it at the TV, and click off. All of the networks are fictions.
Yeah.
God, I'm on CNN, I'm on Fox, I'm on all these guys. And, you know, they're fictions. They are, how do they say, dramatizations. And if you think, well, that can't be so, watch all of five major networks covering the same news event, especially, say, a political event. You will think you're on five planets.
Yeah, it's so like Rashomon. It's like a let play where they have five different perspectives on what happened. So, yeah.
And they're all nonsense. And so if you are being entertained by it, and the definition is it feels good, watch it. When it stops feeling good, off. For me, that takes about 7 seconds. To get there watching it. I don't even bother anymore with it.
I'm starting to think, you know, when I'm watching election coverage, I'm starting to think, wake me up when it's all over.
I mean, we don't know what's going on. Basically, it's all, you know, they're basically feeding the information. They're trying to hone what, you know, the news story. It's BS.
Well, it's visceral, and too much visceral stimulation, you know, drains your adrenals. So ultimately, it's a little like an animal in a cage getting electrical jolts into their brain. Ultimately, it's going to have a depleting effect. I mean, I get what you're saying. So that is practical advice for people who are information junkies or emotion junkies or crisis junkies. I mean, we can do this in many ways, not just by watching TV, but, you know, also through very toxic emotional engagements.
Yeah. And the nice thing about having opposable thumbs is we can actually stop the shocks.
Yes.
So and hit off. So that's for the adrenal fatigue, and it's really straightforward to do. A simpler thing, things say no to things that feel bad, and walk away from them. You don't need any justification. You know, if you're going to get fired or arrested, if you walk away from it or don't do it, then that's a different story. Then it usually won't feel good to do that. But otherwise, you know, just say no to these people. You know, there's a great Polish saying. It's like, you know, when you see these drama queens coming by with all the stuff, it's not my circus, not my monkey. And they will just walk away from it.
Hey, could you do a couple of hours each week in my office, please, with some of my more challenging patients? I think it would be very helpful.
Well, we do treat people with chronic fatigue and fibromyalgia and chronic pain from all over the world, and most of them by phone consultation. So we do 3-4 hour new patient consults. So happy to work with folks.
Great.
So, Ron, let's talk about for those with nasal congestion, sinusitis.
Sure.
If you have candida, the medication Diflucan, 200 milligrams a day for 6 weeks. Still, I haven't found a natural alternative that does the job of that. I will add things like berberine. I will add a good probiotic. I prefer ones that are enterocoated, things like Pearls, Optima, any of the ones that are enteric coated, so the stomach acid doesn't kill the healthy bacteria. But that simple thing will knock out the candida. For those with chronic sinusitis, I will have a compounding pharmacy make a sinusitis nose spray that I'll have 6 weeks with it, along with the candida. That will generally knock out the chronic sinusitis. And for those, again, menopause, bioidentical hormone replacement therapy, if you feel like you don't want to do that, for women, a handful of edamame each day can be very helpful.
So with the natural soy actually providing a little bit of isoflavones?
Yes. Mm-hmm. So it basically helps support your own estrogen balances. And that's what they did in Japan for hundreds, probably thousands of years as they approached menopause. A handful of edamame each day. You can go online, find all these recipes, garlic edamame, all kinds of things. It's just yummy. And it looks like peas. They look like peas. It's just like peas. You eat the beans on the inside, throw away the pot.
All right. Okay, well, so what's today's Intelligent Medicine call to action? There's lots of resources that people can take advantage of, and I must really commend you because your career has been a career of extraordinary generosity. You just give it all away in your books, on your multiple websites and resources that you offer. So what are some of the key resources that people can access?
Okay, number one, know the sugar price tag. Divide the grams of sugar by four. Write this down and then start doing it. It'll become a simple habit. Divide grams of sugar by four. You'll see it in the nutrition box. That's how many spoons per serving. And then you'll know whether to eat it or not. Cures A to Z, iPhone and Android app. Whether acne, diabetes, I mean, there's hundreds of health topics. It'll tell you how to go ahead and take care of them by using the best of natural and prescription therapies. If you have fatigue, fibromyalgia, chronic pain, the free energy analysis program. It's a nice computerized online aid. It'll do some quizzes. Even if you have pertinent lab tests, it'll even analyze those. But like I said, you don't need those. And it'll tell you, in your case, here's what's contributing to your fatigue. Here's how to optimize your energy. It'll give a very detailed protocol. And even for those with fibromyalgia, you know, depending on the depth, it'll optimize energy for folks. The book, The Complete Guide to Beating Sugar Addiction, nice, easy way. It's a simple read. So you have all these tools for folks. And it's just easy. It's really easy to be healthy. And when your doctor says there's nothing they can do for you, they're right. There's nothing they can do for you. But it doesn't mean there's nothing you can do.
Right.
I'm starting to think that almost everything can be effectively treated. And you look at, we talked about depression for type 4. Curcumin, but it has to be a highly absorbed curcumin called Curamed. That's the only one I would use.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, you're having to take 500 turmeric pills is crazy. 750 milligrams twice a day.
The notion that depression is in part an inflammatory disease.
Yep, and it's been head-on studies against antidepressants, more effective. And it's also very effective for in cancer. You have numerous studies now going on looking at this in cancer. So for anxiety, it's the smell of lavender. But again, this is all in the app. This is all online. It's all easy to find. Just know that there's help from most of what ails people out there. And the trick, again, I'm going to finish the book we started with around. You're not looking to get well by cutting out everything you enjoy. You're looking to get well so you can enjoy everything.
All right.
Know how to do it wisely.
Well, that's a great message because the message is too often a message of draconian message methods or heavy deprivation, and here we're talking about something that you can live with because ultimately, you know, you go through periods of terrible starvation or deprivation, and you bounce back, and then we're on this dieting yo-yo, ultimately self-defeating. So. Great message. The book is The Complete Guide to Beating Sugar Addiction by Dr. Jacob Teitelbaum, and with additional recipes by Deirdre Rawlings. Thank you very much, Jacob. It's a pleasure having you on the program, and you're always welcome to share your knowledge with our listeners here on Intelligent Medicine.
Always a pleasure for me as well, Ron. Be well.
Thank you very much. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is the Intelligent Medicine Podcast.